Ugly. Chapter 19. Game on. For my first official game, Frank signed me up to be lead bowler in a team of four. That might sound scary, but it's not. The lead bowler is just the bowler who goes first. The fourth bowler, called the skip, is the one who's actually in charge. Pretty much everyone starts out playing in fours, and being the lead bowler is a nice, gentle way to begin. My job was simple. All I had to do was draw two bowls as close to the jack as possible. The opposing team would alternate, as the lead, second, third, and fourth bowlers all took their turn. The skip stayed at the other end and barked orders to his three teammates before they bowled. No matter what he said, no matter what kind of crazy, impossible-to-pull-off shot he told you to play, the only acceptable response was to yell back, "Yes, skip," like you were in the army taking orders. I'm sure there were a few club members still dubious about a skinny, disabled kid playing, but the first bowl I sent down that day gently nudged the jack. "Good bowl," Frank cheered. The second stopped on the line about a foot behind it. Further down the bowling order, things got a bit more complicated. By the time the skip started bowling, there were already 12 bowls on the green. Sometimes they had to draw their last bowl around an opponent's bowl. Sometimes they had to put a bit of force behind their bowl to push one of their team's bowls closer to the jack or knock the opposition's bowl out of the way. Sometimes they had to shoot the bowl as fast as they could at the target. This shot was called the drive. There was little finesse to it. It was pure brute force. And truth be known, it failed as often as it succeeded. Frank refused to teach me to drive. He thought it was overused, a tool for players who couldn't draw properly. "I'd have plenty of time to learn it down the track," he said. In mid-afternoon, a bell rang and we stopped for a break. Men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s all took off their hats and headed inside, and so did I. We ate cucumber sandwiches and drank cups of tea. It was hot, but I drank that tea and ate those sandwiches like I had magically aged and turned into my father. My team was ahead, but only just. The game could go either way. We returned to the green 15 minutes later. The rest of the afternoon was an up-and-down affair. Our opponents caught up to us and then pulled slightly ahead, but we fought back. Going into the final round, the scores were level. I stepped up to the green and drew my first bowl. It stopped right in line with the jack, 2 or 3 inches in front of it. I watched as the opposing team's lead bowl rolled down the green. It was getting closer to mine. Just as I thought it was going to fall short, it nudged my bowl and ended up just in front. My next delivery was the last one I'd make in my first proper game. It had to be a good one. I planted my foot in the metal stand down firmly to make sure I was stable and focused on exactly where I wanted the ball to end up. Then I let it go. At first I thought the bowl was going too fast, too far, but it crept out wide and gently swung back in. It edged its way around my first bowl and the other team's bowl until it nudged the jack. Frank gave me a loud clap, and I smiled. We stayed ahead for the rest of the game, and my team won. I headed home a happy sportsman. I graduated playing fours to triples, and then to pairs. Pairs was my favorite because it meant getting to bowl your first two bowls, swap the skip while they bowled two of theirs, then come back and bowl another two of yours. I enjoyed playing pairs with Frank most of all. He was a good player, not a champion, since his aim was going off a bit in his old age, but we'd have great fun. He'd offer good suggestions and encourage me to take some risks. They didn't always pay off, but it was fun trying. And Frank was the perfect coach, weighing up the odds, asking if I fancied any chances, and telling me to go for it. We probably lost more matches than we should have, but Frank saw them as an opportunity to learn, to stretch my arm. I'd found my sporting home, on a team, and not playing any of the sports I originally thought I would. Once again, my disability had restricted my choices, but then driven me to new ones that seemed so much better than anything else could have been. Soon after, the Queensland Lawn Bowls Association chose to officially allow junior members. This meant we could be formally recognized by the clubs, play in interclub pennant matches, and compete in regional and statewide competitions. I was quick to register, and Mom and I even went off into town for the first meeting to elect representatives and office bearers. The first majority singles competition I played was a round-robin event on the first day, with playoffs on the second. Frank came with me, and we settled in for what I decided was going to be a winning day. I cruised to an easy victory in my first match, and my second match looked just as simple. My opponent was a few years younger than me, smaller, and looked like he'd only been playing a year or two at most. A pushover, I thought. Except the kid was good. I lost the first round 4-0, the worst result possible. My opponent would draw a bowl within half an inch of the jack every time. Or if I drew a shot, he'd give my bowl a nudge, knock it back 3 feet or so, and claim the round. Time after time, he kept taking the shot or denying me whenever I came close. We broke for lunch in the middle of the game, and I sat and chatted with Frank. "Robert," he said, "I think it's time we taught you how to drive." I shrugged, doubting that it would have made much difference that day anyway. I went back out there, rested, focused, and determined to redouble my efforts, and got resoundingly beat. Luckily, I won my third match and progressed to the finals the next day. I made it through the morning, but I was beaten in the semis and ended up in third place. But I got a trophy, the first I'd ever received for a genuine sporting event achievement. The next Saturday morning, I turned up for coaching, and Frank had organized the club's driving expert to come down and teach me. He was a tall, fierce man and would drive his bull down the other end of the green so fast that when it connected with another ball, it sounded like it was splitting an atom. It was a good lesson, but I wasn't the best driver because I delivered the ball stationary. A lot of the best drivers walked into it, but I was stuck standing on the mat. In any case, I was happy with the skills Frank had taught me, happy he'd brought me into a competition, made me part of a team, showed me that it could sometimes be just as much fun losing as winning. So long as I was in a team, preferably his team. Most people have a favorite sporting coach, a favorite teammate, and a favorite grandfather. Frank was all of those things to me. I'd wanted so desperately to be part of a team. I'd wanted to be cheered when I got something right and jeered when I didn't. I wanted to win, and when I didn't, I wanted to lose with friends by my side. Lawn bowls gave me all of that and more.